This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the Evening Edition, taking a look at our next story. Basically, some responses to the haul that the police authorities were revealing and talking about at the press conference. A list of valuable items that were seized linked to the residences of the former prime minister. And, of course, Najib Razak has since also made some comments with regard to that as well.
Yes. So, essentially, he told Malaysia yesterday that the valuation of items was not as reported by the police. So he claimed that the prices of jewellery acquired and gifted perhaps 20 years ago were much lower when new, and that the current value was a result of appreciation. So police have responded to that,
okay,
saying that they're certain of the investigations and procedures that led to this estimated 1.1 billion value. You know, they hired experts to value the seized items. They didn't value in the conventional way, so they're certain and they stand by it.
Yeah, and so when you take a look at, I guess, this exclusive story on Malaysia Kini, you know, former Premier Najib Razak said that the valuation of the items, jewellery, he goes on to say, quote, "It depends on the source of the stones. It depends when they were gifted or when they were purchased. Valuation can tend to differ. Let's not get too excited about it. Let us look at the items, every single item, and we hope we have a chance to examine these items."
Yeah, I mean, it's... Honestly, I think it's a little bit difficult not to get too excited about it.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing but excitement when that list was. It was disbelief,
right?
Excitement. There are a whole lot of words that I can choose to use. You know, essentially, when he was pressed on his statement, you know, because he did say that it's not illegal to receive the gifts, he replied to Malaysia Kini, "If the gifts are given to you by other heads of state, like on occasions like your birthday, not expecting anything in return, it is not illegal." Mahathir said on record that he received 40 horses from his friends. I'm sure there are other gifts he's received as well throughout his career. So essentially just going along down that line saying it is not illegal. Yes, but is it ethical is another question.
But here's the thing. I've also been thinking about this term of generous gifts. You know, you get a generous gift from somebody in Saudi Arabia, a few million.
We perhaps all need those friends.
And, you know, the number of times that these sort of generous donors come about, clearly sort of making the wrong friends.
We definitely have wrong friends.
Well, let's head over to the phone lines where we have Ibrahim Sufyan from Merdeka Center on hold. Ben, good to have you with us on the program. What was your take on the interview that the Pekan MP did with Malaysia Kini? Did it reveal much?
Well, the interview did not reveal much, you know, other than perhaps that it reveals a changing strategy on the part of the former Prime Minister, that I think he is trying to put his story out there in the public space, trying to provide a balance to what he may be perceiving to be a trial by media. And I think he's trying Malaysia Kini because he knows that Malaysia Kini has, you know, one of the highest readership amongst online news consumers in the country, and I think he's trying to put his story there, trying to, I think, give a balance to the very negative news that has been coming out about him and his family members ever since Barisan Nasional's defeat.
Right. Well, balance is one way to look at it. This new strategy seems to rely on the model of downplaying the severity of the situation, I guess. Is it an attempt, you think, to regain some semblance of public favour?
Well, I think he is trying to get this question of defence to the public space. And I think before formal court proceedings commence, he does want to put his version of defence and his explanation over some of the items that has arisen into the public space. Whether or not this is going to help him improve his image, I think that's hard to say. You know, at best, it only provides some balance to the kind of news reporting that we're seeing. But I think it's safe to say that, you know, he has suffered a tremendous loss of prestige and also public respect since the disclosure of all those sensational findings in those house and apartments.
Ben, let's talk about the topic of gifts and whether there's actually a line that can be drawn when it comes to receiving gifts as a political leader. He has quoted that other political figures, not just in Malaysia but around the world, have received gifts. He's saying it's a norm. That can't be true.
You know, in the current context of what has been disclosed about, you know, former Prime Minister Najib's situation, you know, people are drawing comparison not with Michelle Obama or other leaders, but with Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos, you know. So these are very negative, adverse comparisons that is being drawn in the public space. So I think if this is an attempt to try and normalize that what he has received are normal gifts, I think that is very, very wrong compared to, or very, very off the mark compared to what members of the ordinary public is perceiving, that what really has transpired in the public space is something that is clearly excessive and potentially wrong.
Well, he stuck to his guns. He kept his message fairly consistent. Do you think the Malaysian public will buy that?
Well, I think it's very hard to see what level of support he continues to draw now that he has officially left politics, retired from his position as a party president. All of this disclosure actually puts his whole political party in some predicament, because they are going through a party election right now. And I think the last thing they want to have to encounter is their former leader saying that whatever that was discovered is something normal, it's the party's money, and that all the other leaders have also received exorbitant gifts of that nature before. So it certainly has not won him new support. So it's hard to see supporters supporting him, other than, you know, perhaps his hardcore supporters around Pekan and very close family members.
We can only imagine whether he has provided the same sort of explanations to the relevant authorities during these investigations. In your opinion, is this line of defense the best option for him to take?
Yeah, I'm not sure what really transpired, you know, in the details of the probes that are ongoing, you know, how many charges that eventually will be laid in his case. But I do think that at least as far as trying to put his personal side of the story in the media, this is about the best we can do, because I think, well, I want to go back to that and say that this is perhaps the best he can do, and mindful of what may transpire when legal proceedings take place against him. So it could be a precursor to a kind of defense that he intends to put in place once trial commences. Potentially so. I'm just speculating here.
Completely understand. Ben, thank you very much for weighing in. That was Ben Sufian, Program Director at the Merdeka Center, with his take on Pekan MP Najib Razak's response to the $1 billion valuation of the seized items from his home. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.